Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. Of course, if it's toward the end of the day, you can thank the Lord for all of His blessings that you've experienced today and look forward to what He's going to do for you tomorrow. Amen. He's a what? Not a predictable God. His character is, but you never know what He's going to do. Anyway, we are talking about the subject of consecration. And, you know, many years, decades in ministry, I've seen many people that have, they say they've accepted Jesus, but their lives haven't really been changed. They, perhaps in a time of being touched by the Holy Spirit, they went up and it gave their heart to Jesus. But just being a Christian is not sufficient. Having a great desire to evangelize lost souls is really not sufficient, although certainly commendable. He who winneth souls is wise. But we are obligated under the work, the power that Jesus Christ, who He is, and what His eternal plans are for all of creation and for man, who is the epitome of His creation, if you will, that we must be consecrated Christians. You know, it's one thing to say that Jesus is Lord, and it's another thing, it's a good thing to say, but I don't know about you, but I've found in my own life, I've said that for many years, yet I have discovered really it is a process more and more as you grow in the knowledge of God, as you understand His Word, there becomes an ever-increasing desire to be fully surrendered and submitted to the Lord and to please Him and truly let Him be Lord of one's life. You know, to be a consecrated Christian involves the absolute yielding to God of our lives, which we have in days past. You know, we've tried to control ourselves. We've tried to control situations, which, let me just pause and say, to be the desire to be independent and self-sufficient, those aren't bad traits in themselves. What is the opposite? Someone who's willing to be a, you know, a burden on other people, not willing to take their personal responsibilities in their lives. You remember, Paul said, if a man should not work, he shouldn't eat. And of course, That's a principle. If someone is in a condition they're not able to physically work, that's understandable. There's a time to help those that are in need or sick. And so we have to understand the mind of the Spirit of God. And while it's good, I mean, we don't certainly, like so many today, feel entitled. No, we don't deserve anything. In our basic nature, we were born into this world as sinners, and as such, we deserve the consequence of sin, because even though we may not, as a tiny baby, commit sin, yet that inherited original sin from our first parents were their children. And as a result, we have been ruled by the kingdom of darkness. And only when our hearts, our ears, our minds are open to the truth, the simplicity, and the beauty and the wonder of the gospel message, that we are eternal beings, beloved. And as I said recently to someone who was not a believer, I said, we get to choose. We can either be with the Lord in heaven, or the other consequence, we're with the host of the evil ones. Those aren't my exact words, but we get to choose once we have knowledge and understanding that there is a choice. And I believe God is just, and I believe He gives to every person to the measure of their understanding and knowledge of the Creator God. He gives them mercy. And because He is a God of mercy, because He's a good God. And yet we have to take all of the traits of God into consideration. He's a good God, and He is a merciful God. Yet in mercy, that does not do away with accountability. He is a God of judgment and justice. He has to be that in order to be truly good. And so we go through this life when we know we're going to be with Jesus, we shall see Him as He is. We shall be like Him, and we will be perfected in that state. There will be no temptations, no trials of the enemy, none of the effects of the curse in this earth in terms of this life, but we will be like Him. And we were talking about the importance of giving control of our lives to Jesus. You know, it says in one scripture, I don't know exactly where it is, but we're not to make a boast of what we're going to do tomorrow. We should say, if the Lord wills. And you know, there's a scriptural example in the life of Paul and Silas, and this is in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, and they were come to Mysia, and they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And the reason being is that the Lord appeared in vision to Paul that night, and there was a call for them to go to Macedonia. So even these two brave, courageous men of God who were taking the gospel into regions where souls would be saved, people would be delivered, miracles would be wrought. Even though they had godly aims and purposes, yet the Lord desired to have His will accomplished. And so many times we can be leading very godly lives and doing everything we know for the Lord, and yet it is important to seek His will, to let Him control our decisions, our actions, and our plans. I mean, it's good to make plans. If you don't have some sort of future-looking or forward-looking agenda, things that you desire to accomplish for the Lord as well as personally, then you're just kind of drifting afloat and you don't have any kind of goal. But the important thing is that we need to wait, even as David did. I was thinking about shortly after he was anointed king and crowned king at, I think it was Jerusalem rather than Hebron, the Philistines attacked, and they went forward. God said, go ahead and attack. They attacked and had victory, and then the second time, as they were regrouping and coming again, the Lord said, go around behind the mulberry trees. And when you hear a rustling in the top of the mulberry trees, then you go. And He was teaching David, and of course He teaches us as we read these scriptural examples, that we need to let the Lord be in control of our lives, to lead us. So a consecrated Christian is someone who has offered themselves to the Lord to do His will instead of their own. And as I say, many times it is a process. Sometimes we think we've done everything we can, but as I have found in the years as I've served God, even though I thought I was always fully surrendered, I found there were more areas to surrender to Him. And so, beloved, Jesus should dominate and have absolute control over every child of God simply because of who He is. Remember what I shared on yesterday's broadcast, that scripture in Revelation 19. He is coming back on a white horse to execute the wrath, a fierce wrath and judgments of God. And on His thigh is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He came as a suffering servant, but He's coming back as a Lion of the tribe of Judah. And so, beloved, the battle, don't be discouraged, because this battle will continue to be waged in this world against those who follow Jesus Christ. In other words, more than just those who follow, but those who truly are a part of his body. In other words, there are those who claim to be professing Christians. If you ask them, they say, oh yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I gave my heart to the Lord. But they don't bother to attend church. That is, there's not a specific reason why they can in terms of work schedule or health or something like that. You can just sense there's not a great love or devotion or consecration to God. And beloved, there is a battle going on right now to try to denounce Jesus as Lord and Savior by many who have gone apostate, many who say that Jesus is, you know, he was a good teacher, he was a prophet, but he wasn't divine, he wasn't born of a virgin, and they try to make the gospel message relevant and palatable to unsaved people by compromising the word of God. And beloved, we just can't do that. The trumpet of the Lord has sounded, beloved, and it will continue to sound between those who truly love God and his people who have heard. And there will be no uncertain note as to the deity of our Lord. You know, if some famous personage were to enter our presence, we would stand in respect. But my friend, when we stand before Jesus, like as it is displayed in the pages of the Bible, we'll fall before him in worship. And there's no other way, because we'll be overcome with his majesty. That happened to his disciples who were with him for 3 solid years. Remember, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John, they were just overwhelmed by the glorified Christ as he spoke with Moses and Elijah. And so, beloved, this is a lifelong process, but God will help us so that he will be more fully in charge and control of our lives. And I believe so many of you who listen, that is exactly what your heart's desire is. Well, we're going to pray for that, but I've run out of time, and so we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. If you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write and share those needs. If you email, I will confirm receipt, and of course I will pray. But if you like a personal response, a teaching or scripture or prophetic word, whatever God would give, I invite you to share your mailing address. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.